Hi, I'm here today with a very good friend of mine, Tracy. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi there. Yeah, I'm Tracy Thomas, and I believe you want me to speak a bit about myself.
Yeah, you've had lots of challenging things through your life, and I would like to find out how you get through the challenges that you have.
First of all, obviously, my challenges are I was born with a form of brittle bone disease called osteogenesis imperfecta. Very fortunate I only have type 1. And then about 5 years ago, after a long period of increased pain, I was diagnosed with fibromyalgia, which causes a whole set of other complications alongside the bone disease.
All right. And I believe that forced you to give up work.
Unfortunately, yes, it did. Yeah, I had to give up a job that I dearly loved. Well, not just a job, my career. As a picture framer and a gallery sales. Some absolutely amazing times. Very fortunate to have had those experiences.
You're also a mum as well, of a teenage boy.
Oh, yes. To all those other mums of teenagers out there, I feel your pain.
And you also do lots of other things to fill your time. I believe you work with or volunteer with the council.
I do. I was very fortunate enough that just shortly after I'd had to give up work, I was collecting my son from school, and one of the local councillors was handing out leaflets to get involved in organising some play equipment. They had managed to get some funding. And that's the start of it. And we fast forward through many adventures. And I'm now living in Fareham. I was in Gosport, but I now live in Fareham. And I am working or volunteering with the Fareham Council. I've managed to become the chairman of the Tenants Forum and work on other things like the editorial panel for the Tenants' Voice and the scrutiny panel for the housing of the councils, or in the council. So lots of fun activities.
And you're also an artist.
I do dabble, yes.
You do more than dabble. I see your art. We're sat in her living room at the moment and her art is all around the room. So I think it's more than a dabble.
Yeah, I do enjoy getting mucky with the paints, and sometimes I even make pictures that look good.
So what would you say was your driving force? What gets you up in the morning? Because I believe every morning when you start the day, it can be quite difficult.
Yes, the mornings are a particular challenge, and anyone out there with fibro or any of the other sort of hidden syndromes, if you like.
So how do you start your day?
Well, as anybody that with a hidden illness will be able to tell you, every day is different to start off with. But you generally wake up in an awful lot of pain. Everything is stiff and swollen. So even something like putting your feet on the floor is incredibly painful. So there's a lot of juggling medicines, making sure you don't get them wrong or at the wrong time, otherwise there's side effects. And so, it's a bit of a juggling act to try and stay as sort of upbeat as you possibly can, because it does get you down from time to time.
So are there any tools, are there any things that you use personally to keep you going and help you through your day?
Well, yes, there are a couple. I once read something about a spoon theory, and from that concocted my own version of it. So on days when I wake up and I'm particularly struggling and really my body's screaming at me, stay in bed. I'm a little bit stubborn, so don't like to do as my body always tells me. So I've developed this strategy, whereas I have a jug, and in my jug, every time I do something like manage to get washed or make something to eat, I would reward myself with a spoon. So by the end of the day, I'm able to count my spoons up and I can feel very pleased with myself that I haven't stayed in bed and wasted the day away. And I finish it off with something that is, again, a little bit comical. For those of you out there that might remember Miranda Hart's programme and the girl with the blonde hair and her love of Heather Small, on my bathroom mirror, my husband printed out and laminated a picture of Heather Small for me as a joke. Well, I stuck her on the mirror, and every evening at brushing my teeth time...
Are you going
time,
to sing it?
I am. Can you tell I'm building up? And so I will look at Heather on my mirror and say, "What have you done today to make you feel proud?" And it always makes me laugh, and it probably made you laugh too. So, yeah, I count my spoons and I sing to myself in the mirror.
Do you know, I think that could help lots of people, because lots of people struggle with their days sometimes. Depression is a thing that lots of people... suffer with, and having tools and having ways to get around it is you know, I've never heard of that one before. I really haven't.
I am a little strange. I think when you're challenged, when you're faced with things that make you dig your heels in, you do have to come up with strategies, because, you know, as my nan always said, you only get one life. It's no dress rehearsal. Mm. So, you know, get on that stage and give it what you've got. Mm. So that's all you can really do. And if you're like me and really do love people and love being out and about, it's very hard to become so sort of housebound, so closed off from the rest of the world doing such wonderful things. Which is where I was fortunate enough to fall in with the volunteer work for the council.
With your art, is there any inspiration? Is your art just... What is your art? What is your...
Well, my art come from initially, I suppose, a little a necessity, because I spent quite a lot of time in hospital with broken bones, and quite a lot of time not in hospital but at home with broken bones. And it was something I could always do. So it kind of was a progression, really, that sort of necessity turned into enjoyment. And it's always been around me, whether I'm actually doing it or not. I've always got a packet of paint somewhere and a canvas ready to go, just in case the moment should take me. Mm. But it's very much dependent on my mood as well. You know, some of my pictures can be very dark and some of them are very cartoon-like. So I don't have a set sort of... you wouldn't typically see one of my pictures and say, "Oh, that's a Tracy Thomas."
All right, yeah. Well, as I'm looking around the room, the art here is all very different and very... And your use of colours obviously go with your moods.
Yes, yeah. I am a big fan of the orange and yellows and bright colours, but equally I have done ones in moments of grief where they are very blues and blacks and yeah, quite dark in mood as well as colour.
Do you think art could help other people?
Undoubtedly. I think it's been proved a lot, especially with the service people coming out. Art therapy is incredibly important to some of the ladies and gentlemen that have come out and are suffering, and it's a good thing. There are people out there that are a bit snobby about art, if I'm completely honest, having sold it to collectors and worked with artists. But I've always said that if something makes you feel a certain way, then that art speaks to you, and you don't need to have a degree to know that you've enjoyed looking at something, and that's the wonderful thing of art. It's all inclusive.
So what about your husband? What does he think of all the things you do?
I think he's very proud.
should think he is, yes.
He's an incredibly lovely man, actually, very, very supportive. He's been with me on this whole journey, and I'm sure I haven't been the easiest of people at times. But he's always there. He's my rock. He loves it when he sees me get elated and the sparkle in my eye, and he'll say, you know, yeah, I can tell you're enjoying yourself.
So what would you say to someone who is at home now feeling pretty low and maybe has a disability or doesn't feel that they have a life?
First of all, get on Facebook and join a group of people that are in a similar position to you. I'm on a hidden disability Facebook, and the comfort that we offer each other is wonderful. That's the first point. If you're feeling isolated, please don't, because there are people out there sat at home also in that situation, and you can brighten each other's day. And then secondly, look a little bit outside, read those magazines that come through the door. You know, maybe if you see a little advert in the paper, or think about, yeah, maybe I could do that.
Because your volunteering has helped you, hasn't it?
Immensely. I think I would be a very different person if I had let myself go into the pits of depression, which was where I was heading at the thought I could never do my picture framing again. It broke my heart, to be completely honest. So it hasn't been all light and roses and happy. And I'm not a, you know, very educated person. I don't have lots of qualifications. So for a lot of the stuff, I had support from the council workers because I didn't think I was clever enough. And I would go into these things feeling sort of rabbit in the headlights. Oh my gosh, you know, who am I to have an opinion on these things? But with that support and a little bit of practice, it's amazing when you try. There's so many people out there willing to help.
Well, that's wonderful. It's been great speaking to you today, and I'm sure you're going to inspire lots of other women, because you've inspired me today. I had no idea some of the things you've been through. Anyway, thank you ever so much for chatting to me today. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
Well, I'd just like to say, what have you done today to make you feel proud?
On that note, we'll leave you.